James with Passive House Accelerator, and thanks for tuning in to this special bonus episode of the Passive House Podcast, recorded live at the International Passive House Conference in Innsbruck, Austria. And a big thank you to Source 2050 for their support of this series. And welcome, Jessica Grove Smith. Thank you for taking the time to come and talk with us. And can you just introduce yourself, your position at PHI?
Sure. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for being here and for doing this podcast. Fantastic to have you here. So I'm Jessica Grove Smith. I'm a scientist and a joint managing director of the Passive House Institute and International Passive House Association.
And I'm excited to hear about you recently went to a UN-organized buildings event.
Yes.
In Paris.
Yes.
At the beginning of March.
Yeah, it was early March. It was called the Buildings and Climate Global Forum. It was organized, as you said, by the UN, so the UN Environment Program, UNEP, in collaboration with France as a country, and organized very much by the Global ABC, so Global Alliance for Building and Construction, who are hosted by UNEP and have as their mission to bring together kind of the international construction sector towards decarbonization. It's a membership-based organization to do this collaborative events. And the event, it was the first of its kind. It's really exciting to see how at that international level, there's a lot more recognition how important this building sector is on the pathway to decarbonization. Finally, the recognition that is the case. And that effort to bring together ministers and countries to really get their act together and prioritize action in this sector. So the recognition that this is important and how much potential there is also for decarbonization. So first time event of this kind on the focus specifically on decarbonizing buildings, which I think is a great opportunity.
And how many countries attended roughly, do you know?
As far as I know, around 70.
70 countries.
Wow. So it's a set up as a kind of ministerial event with ministers, but then kind of representatives from key organizations working in the sector of decarbonizing buildings.
And was PHI invited specifically as PHI, or did you go as independent representative?
We were, because we're a member of that Global Alliance for Building and Construction. We've been a member of them for several years, kind of supporting and watching how that international collaboration is going. And as a member of that network, they reached out to us and they invited us to co-organize one of the sessions. So we were able to co-organize a session with focus on passive design, driving down heating and cooling demands, which my colleague Carl from IFA moderated. And I was able to give a presentation to showcase Passive House, its benefits, its importance. So great opportunity.
Yeah. And who are some of the other or what were some of the other topics in that session? Was it all Passive House?
So this session was specifically focused on passive design. Mm-hmm. So it was Passive House, but at these kind of international events, it's trying to span everything, covering Global North, covering Global South. So it was a mix of passive design, kind of more low-level entry, what can you do in hot climates, but ranging all the way to the high efficiency levels that we know from Passive House. So we were trying to convey that message of how far can we actually go, what can we achieve with Passive House, and what benefits and opportunities that brings with it.
Which, of course, is also a theme of this conference, always.
Yes.
So coming out of that event, did you, what was your takeaway from it?
Good question. I'm still sorting my thoughts. It was a lot of input. It was two very intense days with, there was an energy track, there was a finance track, there were different topics. I found it extremely encouraging to see all of these countries get together on the topic of buildings. We made some really interesting contacts, raising that awareness on how far we can actually go with energy efficiency was great. At the end of the event, they signed a declaration, Déclaration de Chaillot. My French isn't great, but something along those lines. And getting 70 countries to sign that kind of declaration with a commitment, okay, we have to do something in the building sector is a great step. I think they're setting up a committee to actually keep track of implementing what's been what's been signed.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We'll be watching that. We continue to collaborate with the Global ABC and see where it goes.
And did all the countries sign the declaration? Who attended, or
as far as I know, the ministers that attended all signed. Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yep.
Sounds like a big step.
Yep.
And then from there, of course, there's this conference. And I just wondered if you could reflect a little on what your hopes were for the conference going into it, and how it's going for you.
Yeah, I mean, we're right in the middle of it, just out of day two. I'm very happy how it's going so far. This year's focus is very much on retrofit, so focusing on applying that energy efficiency and a fit standard for retrofits, which I think is something extremely important that we have to tackle. From the sessions I've seen, from people I've spoken to, there's some great examples of those NFIT projects. It's great to see everybody come together with those projects, sharing their experiences. I'm happy how it's going so far. I really look forward to the second day.
And there's always a little bit of news announced at the conference. For instance, yesterday I heard just a tiny bit about, now I'm going to forget the name of it, Easy Passive House or something.
Yeah.
Can you just mention what that is?
Yeah, sure. So it's Easy PH, we're calling it. It plugs into PHPP as a tool. The whole idea behind it is to simplify and streamline certification for single family houses. So to make the process a bit easier, the modeling easier, to get passive house quality assurance modeling for single family houses as a support mechanism to be able to scale and implement this a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And is there any other news that I missed that you might want to mention now?
Lots of things. I think on the certification front, the other one we have is NFIT Unit. Did you catch that one?
Yes.
So NFIT Unit is an approach that we're looking at allowing certification or enabling certification for flats or units within whole buildings to also take down one of the barriers of retrofit in larger projects when you can only address one unit at a time. So mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of interest in that with the first project going through certification now. So that's an interesting one.
Right. I sat in a session where they talked about that they had certified in a unit in Italy somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Italy is the first one that's just gone through the certification. We've got a few more already ongoing. Yeah.
But then... Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because other people, mm-hmm. like in New York, Jane Sanders did one, I thought, one flat, but maybe she didn't seek certification for that.
So far it was possible, but you had to do kind of an NFIT retrofit plan for the entire building, kind of a long scheme. And in some contexts, that makes absolute sense to prepare the entire building. In others, not so much. And we wanted to remove that barrier so that people who just own a flat and don't have any control about the rest of the building were able to do a quality assured and good job of that.
Right, because the quality assurance is important because, as has been the theme of this conference, that when you're going to do a retrofit, do it well.
Do it right, exactly.
Great. Well, it's so great to have you stop by and talk.